How often should I release new products to the wholesale market? This used to be a pretty straightforward question, but with the rise of Faire and other third-party platforms, the waters have gotten a bit muddy. On this episode, I'm going to clear things up and tell you exactly when to release new products so that your new items are ready when buyers are primed to purchase. Do you have a question you'd like me to answer? Head to proof2product.com/labs to learn more about Proof to Product Labs, my 12-month group coaching program. Each month, I do a group coaching call where I offer strategic solutions for product-based business owners. Enrollment opens quarterly, but you can join the waitlist at proof2product.com/labs. I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of four. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. I'm on a mission to empower product-based business owners to confidently grow their revenue in their own way and at their own pace. Here at Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies, find inspiration, and action steps to help you start, streamline, and scale your product-based business. So grab your favorite notebook to take notes and let's get started. Today's question is from Labs member Tiffany. She said, Faire wants me releasing new products monthly to keep buyers interested, but I am exhausted trying to keep up with that pace. Katie, how often should I release new products to the wholesale market? I am so glad that we are talking about this, and thanks for asking the question, Tiffany. Before I share my recommended release schedule, I want to take a quick minute here to note that releasing new products monthly is the fast track to burnout, and it is not how sustainable, profitable wholesale businesses are built. I do not want you chasing algorithms on Faire, Instagram, TikTok, or anywhere else. I want you building out systems that work for you and your business and produce new products at a pace that feel good and sustainable to you. So no, I don't want you releasing new products to the wholesale market on a monthly basis. That will quickly wear you out and drain your creativity. I want you to get in the habit of releasing new products 2 to 3 times per year. Companies that are newer to wholesale should focus on 2. And brands that have been wholesaling a while, they frequently move to 3 or 4 releases a year. It just kind of depends. We provide a detailed release schedule with recommendations on how many SKUs to include in each release in our Paper Camp program, but for today's podcast episode, we're going to focus on 2 new product releases in a calendar year. So if you're doing 2 releases, I want you to aim for January and July so that your new products are ready when major gift shows are happening. Winter and summer trade show seasons are prime buying times for retailers, regardless of whether or not they attend shows in real life or virtually. In January, shop owners tend to have strong cash flow from their Q4 sales season, and they have empty shelves that they need to fill. June, July, and August is another prime buying time because that's when buyers are looking forward. They're looking ahead to their Q4 holiday season, and they're also filling in any gaps that they may have with current merchandising needs. So even if you are just starting out with wholesale or you have no intention of exhibiting at a trade show this year, I strongly encourage you to get on this release cycle as early as possible. If you do, your business will be ready for the early round of wholesale buyers in each buying season, which will yield higher sales results for you. So what do I mean by this? Well, some people are buying holiday as early as May, June, early July. Some buyers are buying holiday in July, August, and September. If your products are ready by June or July, you're going to catch that early wave of buyers. Another benefit to releasing 2 to 3 times per year is that you can be more methodical, systematic, and cost efficient from both an operations and a product development standpoint. Imagine trying to release a thoughtful collection of products each month. You would have to carve out creative time to design, carefully plan out your manufacturing schedule, allocate time for product photos and updating your website, plus strategize and implement your marketing plan over and over every single month. It's too much. It doesn't leave space for all the other things that you need to do in your business, let alone having a personal life. It is not sustainable. So aim for 2 to 3 times a year to release new product. Build out a strategic plan that you can rinse and repeat each time that you put new product out in the world. Give yourself space to be creative, to make great work, and to successfully tell your customers about your new products when you release them. All right, friends, don't go chasing any algorithms. And if you need more help mapping out your production schedule, head to proof2product.com/labs. We have lots of incredible training and community events lined up to support you in all facets of your business. So again, that's proof2product.com/labs. Thank you for listening to the end. This was a short but quick one. I really wanted to touch on the fact that I don't want you chasing these algorithms. I will be back with a new episode next week. Keep working hard and doing what you do.